What's up, everybody? This is Aren't You Funny, aka Drew, bringing you episode 8, part 2 of Peace of Mind. Again, just a quick reminder that though I am a mental health therapist by day, I am not your mental health therapist, and so this is not intended to replace anything that you have going on with any service providers you may be engaging currently. So I hope that this brings you all at least a little bit of value and gives you some food for thought, maybe some things to consider to improve your quality of life, because that ultimately that's why I do this. So again, I hope that you all enjoy big time, and again, you know, feel free to share things around and whatnot. Peace.
Okay, so something else that's important, and Bailey, I know you mentioned this, but obviously I find value in this, but you were talking about the value of listening and being willing to listen and observe instead of like being teenage know-it-all, like, oh yeah, I got answers for that, and I got this, and I got that. Like,
oh yeah, 100%. Like 5 years ago, if I was running this business and someone said, hey, just call a friend and get some advice, no. You think I am a loser?
No. Yeah.
But it's like, it's just the way I look at it is the male way of when a guy gets a new something to build. They go, the wife goes or the girlfriend goes, hey, read the instructions. I don't need the damn instructions, and throws the piece of paper right behind them. Yeah. And then 10 minutes later, they're going, the thing doesn't half work, and there's 7 pieces that aren't put together. And they're going, oh, that's weird. I wonder why it's working like that.
Yeah, why isn't this working properly? Well, have you tried turning it off and turning it back on?
Why is it on fire? I don't understand. Yeah, it was supposed to be a water gun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, definitely listening is one of the most important things, and it helps you figure out who people are. And that can be taken in a positive and a negative way. Like when I sit in meetings and someone comes in an interview, you just let them talk for 30 minutes and you got all the information you need. They're going to go out that door with a job, or they're going to go out that door and never hear from you again.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you definitely and I think it's important to let people talk and you listen to them as. If you just run over someone that's trying to speak and just, like, if you being a therapist, if someone is just like, okay, I'm going to tell you my life story, and you jump into the conversation every 10 seconds, they're going to get pretty fed up and go, you know what, man, it's not even worth telling.
Yeah.
You got to sit back and let them talk. And I've learned that definitely big time is, like, just when I call you for personal advice, it's like you just shut up, let the Mr. Funny Master talk, and you hang up the phone and go, you know what, I feel like a new man.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way.
but yeah, listening is definitely a very important thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being a know-it-all is definitely someone that no one likes.
Yeah. I can't remember who specifically said this, so I won't be able to give proper credit for the quote, but I had read somewhere at some point that, like, maturity is knowing when to shut up. And
yeah. Hey, you found my quote?
Exactly.
That's Popter's doormat when you walk in.
Hell yeah.
Be mature and shut up at the door. but no, I mean, and maybe taking things a step further, and feel free to say if I'm overstepping, but I think something along with that is being willing to admit ignorance on something, which is something I would have never done as like a young teenager. You know, coming up, I'm supposed to have answers. I'm supposed to know everything. And I'm supposed to have answers for global warming. Like I know this stuff. Whereas now if I even think that I might not have the full answer, the very first thing that'll come out of my mouth is, I don't know. Like, I can look it up for you though. I'll help you find some answers. But, willingness to admit ignorance, like something completely unexpected from adulthood, because I had this idea that adults had all the answers and that they know They know what they're doing with their life. They know what they're trying to do. They know all of these different things. And one of the rude awakenings I got as an adult is that, no, that is the furthest thing from the case, and that actually they're just really good at being able to fake knowing that they know everything and acting like they've got all the answers. And that instead a lot of it is faking it until you make it, or, you know, Googling very quickly. That's yep. What I found.
The fake it till you make it is, I live by that. That is, I
mean, that can be dangerous. That can be very dangerous.
Oh yeah, trust me, I know. Yeah. But I live a dangerous life, honey.
I mean, obviously, you know, you've been having this relationship with Pobbs for I don't know how long now.
I know.
And then you find out that he's had
about 6 or 7 weeks. I know. See, it was so hidden that he didn't even know.
Absolutely.
But yeah, the fake it till you make it thing is, I should say I only use it for Car Show Tracker. And like you told me the other day, I don't have to fake it because it is the only thing out there. But when people talk about it, I do walk through the door like I'm the best thing out there. And I try to do that because in the car business, it's a brutal world. If you're not the best, you're not getting any love. That's the sad, cold truth for it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, I think something that's important with this is that if you have the skills, then there's nothing wrong with having confidence in those skills. But I think, you know, the other important piece to it is being willing to admit when you don't have the skills. And then if you want to develop them, then you develop them. But otherwise, you know, the faking it till you make it applies to certain things, like, you know, okay, well, I'll just act like I have a great handle on being able to plan for the worst case scenario, or I'll act like I've got a handle on being able to budget like no other, or whatever. But professionally, that can
I got a great plan. I can handle all this. Goes in the corner and calls Drew for 5 minutes. Please hold.
Yeah, please hold. Your answers are on their way. Yeah, exactly. I think that's, I don't know, Pops, what do you think? I've been talking a lot.
I mean, I agree. Like,
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I mean, you know.
They said they were going to have free food.
Yeah, where's my burrito?
Yeah,
I think that's one of the things that I realized early on was everything's kind of on me. Like, I'm not going to have a safety net anymore where I can be like, oh, well, I didn't get taught that. Like, no, it's on me to learn things. Like,
yep, exactly.
If I don't learn something,
like, I have a weird story for that situation. It's kind of dumb, but like, I was working at the grocery store I used to manage at, and this lady walks up to me and she asked if I could build her like a set of roses with like balloons and everything. And I was like, I've never made like I forget what it was called. It was whatever, when flowers get together with like these little white flowers and you put a big ribbon around it and you give it to your love before you go make out in the back of a car type thing. And I was like, ma'am, and it was like, it was like 11 o'clock at night and the store closed soon. And I was like, ma'am, I don't have anyone here that can do that. And she was like, you're a manager. You don't know how to do that? I'm like, you see this tag? It says manager to, like, these cashiers and baggers. I'm manager to how to make a flower vase.
Yeah.
And, like, I got tore up the next day at work. Like, she called headquarters. She called everything and complained. And she was like, I think it's ridiculous that your manager doesn't know how to make flowers. And I got written up for this situation. And I was like, never ever again will I let this happen to me. And dude, I'm telling you, I asked the manager if I could come in on my 2 days off and learn how to do the same things the flower lady did, and they let me do it. I got overtime and everything, and dude, I could blow up balloons and make flowers better than any damn person in that store.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, it was. I was so mad at the situation. I was like, I literally come in here every day and do my job as well as I perfectly can, and I just got bitched at and yelled at and written up because I couldn't make flowers in a balloon corsage thing or whatever. Oh, but
I don't even know what to do with that, man. Like, what?
Yeah, it was. It was definitely a. If the information's there, take it because you never know when you're gonna need it.
Yeah, for sure. Had Bailey just paid more attention in orientation when they told him how to do balloons. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, for real, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got in trouble a lot at that job for stupid things. Like, I didn't know the rule about how many vegetables you could get in a hot plate and stuff like that. I'm like, what is this job? I got to go.
I don't know vegetables who I am anymore. Vegetables you could get in a hot plate?
Like, there was this, like, you walk up to this hot bar thing, and, like, you got, like, a meat and, like, two vegetables and stuff. And there was this guy that came up to the office and was complaining that they didn't give him enough vegetables and everything. And I was like, dude, I don't know how much vegetables go in this. I don't know what it's supposed to weigh. And he's like, you're a manager. You don't know how much this food plate's supposed to weigh. I'm like, no, this manager tag says front end manager, not deli manager.
And then you got written up again.
Like, No, luckily for that time, they didn't write me off that time. The guy just went on his merry way and ate his fried chicken somewhere in the parking lot.
Fantastic.
It's definitely get as much information as you can about the job you work at, because you never, ever know.
Yeah.
But it's always nice to have that information, because as soon as they go, hey, can you do this? And you go, yeah, I can do that. And they're like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
That's always a nice feeling.
Absolutely. Hashtag YouTube. I'm just kidding.
How to make flowers on YouTube.
How to do floral arrangements with balloons.
Oh, no. One quick story, and then I'll be done. I won't waste any more of your time. I literally got my life threatened and got a guy arrested because he was this big biker dude and everything, and he wanted black roses for his wife. Okay. And we didn't sell black roses. He's like, well, why don't I just go buy a thing of spray paint and spray paint these roses black? And I was like, yes, you can do that, but technically I'm not allowed to do that. You can. Right. And he freaking got so upset, like throwing vases down, got escorted out of the store and everything. The guy told me he would kill me if he ever seen me again. That's how bad it got.
Over and I was some like, black roses?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, he was like a meth head biker.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, it was bad. I was like, I don't even know what's going on anymore. I got to get out. And so here I am now in Florida in a safe place.
He sent us a witness protection program. And
exactly.
This podcast has now exposed him, and I'm liable. So I'm going to have to end the podcast now. It's been nice knowing all of you. That's good.
He's about to bust through the door now. He found
me. That's right.
Mickey Billy Mouse Bob. Only protected me for so long.
Billy Bob came and found you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So let's see. I'm sitting here going through. Oh, yeah. So I think something that we kind of touched on a little bit before, but applying it a little bit more specifically here. And Pobs, if you would like to speak up on this, I would love to have you. But if you prefer not,
please.
I understand. Right. the point that Bailey brought up was dealing with a yes man and how frustrating that can be. But just like, I think dealing with people that aren't incredibly genuine, I guess, would be another topic. So anything you want to add on that end before we get into anything? Your experience, anything that you've run into that's unexpected or things that you've come to realize?
Not really. Not really. I mean, I've always been very, even when I was young, I was always very like, I'd rather have 2 and 3 good friends instead of a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
So I've always been very good at, like, I don't know how you would describe that, just kind of like sorting through people, I guess is how you would describe that. So I don't know. I've never had, I've just, I guess I've never really had the moment where I was like, oh man, you know, this is the wake up call that like not everybody's very genuine, or not everybody wants to be friends like I do, or whatever. It's like that was always something I kind of knew even when I was young. So
yeah,
I don't really have the story of like, oh man, one day I wanted to be friends with Jimmy John's, and then he was like, man, I got freaky fast deliveries, I can't be hanging out with you.
I'm a little disappointed you've never had that experience, man. I mean, come on, I thought everybody tried to be friends with Jimmy John's.
I mean, I was like, your subs are like a six, so like, I mean, we could be friends, but.
Oh shoot, that's awesome. See, I find that very interesting, and I like, I don't know, I wish I had developed that skill early. I really do. So I think it's awesome that you were able to, because that has not been my experience at all. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I was the naive kid. I was the one that was like, oh yeah, you know, these people are great. They're trustworthy. It's gonna be great. And then it's not.
Yeah.
I guess, well, I'm also very trustworthy. I'm very trusting of people. But part, I guess, the way I view things is like, if I trust you and you don't reciprocate or whatever, that's not my problem. I'll just move on.
Yeah.
Like, that's on you. That's really not on me. Like, I'm not going to feel bad about it. I'll just move on with my life. There'll be other people. Like, I'm not going to be caught up with this.
I
agree.
I love that. I really, because like, so I've been listening to a lot of podcasts recently, so I'm going to reference a lot of them. So I was listening to one recently, and it's so new, I can't remember the name of it right now. So new to me. It's like the troubled mind, or the tangled mind, or something along those lines. I can't remember what it is specifically. I'm actually about to look it up. The overwhelmed brain. That's it. So the overwhelmed brain. So this guy on the overwhelmed brain was had the author of an article that was like the 13 habits for mentally strong people, or 13 things mentally strong people don't do, or something along those lines. And one of the things that that she talked about that I thought was really important that applies to this specifically, is this, like, being secure with yourself and knowing that you can't please everyone, and knowing that other people's stuff isn't on you. So, like, having the security to say, well, you know, if you're not trustworthy, that's not on me, that's on you, that's a you thing. So, you know, sucks to be you, but I'm going to move on with my life now. Like, that's something I definitely didn't have, because I was very much a people pleaser when I was coming up. And so, like, I honestly kind of envy you for developing that skill so early, because yeah, that was a struggle for me. I'm not even gonna lie.
I'm sorry.
Nah, it's all good.
Would you like to talk about it? I could be your therapist.
That's right. Let's talk about my feelings. No, but it, like, I don't know. I guess I was one of those ones that was always like, not, I didn't take it to extremes. And I wasn't like, you know, breaking my back trying to please people, but it always bothered me when people, when I couldn't deliver, and when I couldn't do something to make somebody else happy. But one of the things that they talked about in the podcast that actually I developed as an adult was that people pleasing is fine to an extent, but only if it lines up with like things that are important to you. So yeah, you know, you want to do what you can to make your partner happy, or you want to do what you can to make your friends happy, but only to a certain extent, like drawing a line in the sand and saying, you know, I won't go past this point. And then, you know, like you were saying, developing that line and saying, okay, well, I've done what I can at this point. If this doesn't make you happy, like, that's not on me anymore. That's a you thing. I've done my part. And being able to bow out after that. So I think that's an incredibly valuable skill.
So I'm sorry, what were you gonna say?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Were you saying something else with that, Pobs?
No, I just said yes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, I was reading chat. I got distracted. but I think, Vapor, did you have anything to add on that before I...
No, I'm right there with you. I'm good.
Yeah. And again, you know, I could go on 60 million different tangents on, you know, responsibility, boundaries, all that stuff, but we'll leave that for other episodes.
Yeah, that's right.
Because hopefully they'll continue to be more. But I
think... Oh, we just got to have one podcast this one day of us just sitting here just BSing. We could have a good podcast with a
peace of mind open... after peace of mind.
Yeah.
The peace-ening.
Yeah, the peace-ening. Peaception. shoot.
Bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, is that Hans Zeller? Is that right? Is that the dude that wrote that soundtrack? I can't remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Womp, womp. But yeah, I think I think developing that skill and giving myself permission to put those boundaries in place made a huge difference for me. And like, as far as I've, you know, as long as I've ever known you, you've seemed incredibly comfortable in your own skin and incredibly comfortable.
You're talking
like,
to
yeah, talking vapor. To you.
Okay.
You know, as long as I've ever known you, you've seemed incredibly comfortable with yourself and like pretty self-assured of, yeah, you know, I'm going to make the best decision and for me. And, you know, if that lines up with you, cool. If not, you know, that's cool too. And I totally respect that, man. Cause like I said, you know, it's not something that everybody has and it's definitely not something I had early on. But that I can, now that you say that, I can see that and I'm like, oh yeah, like, that totally makes sense. So I think that's cool, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know that we have, one more subject.
Is it math? I hate math.
Yes, it is. I apologize. I'm going to need you to find that square root of pi that we were talking about
button?
Before. but before we do that, is there anything else that you all want to add that, something that you all want to revisit or something that's come to mind, while we've been talking that you're like, oh yeah, you know, we should mention that. Anything that's come up thus far?
No, I think we're good. I think we're ready to rock.
So I think the last one, and Pops, did you have anything?
Nah.
Nah, you're along for the ride. Got it. Here's here so you don't get fined.
Yep. Yeah.
So I think the last one, and I think this can be a pretty big topic, but I think we should talk about it anyway. Responsibility as an adult, and I think we can all define this in our own way. So what do you all think about responsibility as an adult versus coming up?
Oh God, that's easy. That's my only responsibility was make sure my bed was made, and now is what is not my responsibility, I guess I should say.
Yeah, taking full
It's
reins.
like, yeah, doing stuff with this business, it's like you gotta, there's just so much small stuff that goes on. Is do you have the tent for the event? Do the cars have gas in it? Was the dog fed before you left for this event? Did you do the laundry before you went out here? Do you have a car show tracker shirt so you can go to this event? Did you go buy paper towels or toilet paper? Oh God, I can go on for years. There's not many things that run through my head now. Did you pay this bill so you can have electricity to work on your website? It is definitely from the past 5 years. I've got slapped in the face of, hey, life is not just go make your bed and then go do whatever you want with your friends and let your parents handle it. It is. I've hit full adult mark, besides having a kid so far, knock on wood.
I'm sorry, I must be in the wrong place. I thought that my only responsibility was making my bed. I'm gonna have to go. I don't
Yeah.
belong here anymore.
Yep.
podcast over.
And
We're done.
adulting is very difficult. It's
Yeah.
responsibility sucks.
No doubt.
There's not even times like doing these podcasts and stuff, and on your stream is the most relaxing days I get. Other than that, it's
Yeah.
nonstop, wide open.
Love it. Well, I'm glad I can at least give you that. Okay.
And that's about all I got for it. I mean, I definitely don't have like the parenthood side of responsibility. Like all I have is an annoying dog that just stares at me all day.
I
But
mean, that is a certain level of parenthood, though. Like, let's be legit. Like, I know a lot of people get
I
upset when
get
you compare pets to kids, but really, I mean, like, screw them
You gotta take them to
because,
the vet. You gotta
right.
love them and care for them. They have feelings too. They get
Right.
sad.
I mean, it's different. Like, it's definitely different levels of responsibility. Don't get me
Oh
wrong. I'm
yeah.
not saying
They're
that
not
you.
sitting there screaming at night at
Yeah.
4 a.m. while you're trying to sleep.
I'm definitely not saying kids and pets are equally, like, challenging or whatever, but
Exactly. Yeah.
but they definitely come with their own level of challenge for sure. And I can say that because I've got both. Granted, my kid's very young, but still, like, I can say that.
I don't know. Over the time since I've known you, I've heard your cat cry more than your kids.
Well, at least I'm doing that
Yep.
right then. Well, thankfully that's because she's asleep, so hopefully she stays that way for a little bit. So, Pops, what about you? I know that you have differing levels of responsibility, but like, what's your experience of responsibility as an adult versus, I don't know, 5, 10 years ago, whatever time frame you want to use. Not
Dude, I
counting
live at
kindergarten.
home.
I know, but still, like, there's still responsibility that comes with that, though. Like,
Like studying and stuff for school, I'm sure.
right, time management,
I mean,
networking.
yeah, like
Making time
My
for
parents
me.
have. Exactly. Relationship with Bailey.
Mean, my parents were always like, listen. Motherfucker, you're in fourth grade. If you want to do your homework, you do it. If you don't, you're gonna fail and you're gonna do fourth grade again, motherfucker.
Perfect.
I love And Parents of the Year Award goes to
these people.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Like, you don't want to repeat grades, you do what you gotta do. And it's kind of just like, okay. So I just,
Yeah.
they were very hands off, and they were great like that for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure some maybe some I'm sure other kids might have took advantage of that, but they were pretty hands off, I think, with me, 'cause one, I gave them the ability to trust me, and then
Yeah.
two, like I did what I was asked to do. I was good in school. I didn't have any weird friends.
Yeah.
I didn't like run away. It was just kind of like, you trust me to be responsible. I will then reward you and do what you've asked me to do. And that's just kind of been life. I still live at home again. I still do all my chores. I still do my studies on my own. They've never really helped me with any homework or anything. And like, minus math, because fuck math. And then, my parents have been like, they never try to hook me up with people. I go out and meet people to do stuff that I'm interested in. And I don't know. It's been very hands off growing up for me.
So really, we had a pretty similar upbringing then. I didn't realize how similar that was. Mine wasn't quite as
We're the same
hands
person.
off. I mean, well, I yeah, obviously, people still think that we're twins, so there is that. which, hey, whatever. I'll let them think at this point. But no, it's okay. So I truly didn't realize how similar our upbringing was. Like, mine was a little bit more hands-on and a little bit more like, yo, you should do this. But then eventually I hit a point where they were like, well, if you do this, it's on you. If you don't, it's on you. So whatever. But again, I think that's there's that trust piece too, which a lot of people don't have. Especially with teenagers. That makes things very different. That's
Oh,
cool though.
I had something and then now it's gone.
You're welcome. I'm sure it'll come back.
It's somewhere in my brain. It's just not where I need it to be.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go
Well,
ahead.
my parents would suggest things to me.
Yeah.
Like my dad for the last 10 years of my life has been like, "Hey, you should go get a job. Hey, you should really go get a job. Hey, I know like you're 15, but you really need to go get a job." And like he still is all over me for that. And I've really never done it. So like it's suggestion, but it's like, listen, it's your life. You want to do it
Yeah.
or not, that's on you. I'm not gonna say I told you so if you something goes bad and I told you so, but I told you so. But you do
Yeah.
you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. See, and that's the way I envision myself as a parent. Whether or not I'm actually going to do that, I don't know.
You don't do that now?
I mean, I do to an extent, but ultimately,
You don't
right
have a
now,
job yet?
no, I don't have a job. Come on, what are you talking about? Ain't nobody got time for practice.
I guess that's the big difference between us is and I started hustling at 13. I was selling like slices of pizza that I had from home for like $2 for kids at lunch. I was a hustler. I was a money maker.
So you
I'd
were the kid
be
that brought
getting my
brownies
dad's
to school?
pornography magazines and selling those to school. Yeah, dude, I was.
Oh
I'm
my
not even
gosh.
joking. I had to make a dollar, and then as
I
soon as
can't
I hit
remember.
16, boom.
There was a TV show where there was some kid. It was just like in the school, and they had a trench coat, and you would go buy like lollipops and shit from him. I don't remember
Yeah.
what
Oh, I
show
know
that
what show.
was, but that's
Yeah,
vapor.
it was like that Ned Disclassified show, I think.
Yeah, that was it. That was
Yeah,
it. He
because he'd like
sold the
pop it
shit out
open
of
and
his
he'd have like
coat. That's
burritos
right.
in it. Yeah,
Yep,
that's
yep.
it. That's it. That was me. That was me in middle school and high school, dude. I was the hustler. I would
My gosh.
like you see those movies where like the kids are like doing bets with marbles at like 3 years old? That was me.
Nice.
Listen, you don't want that notebook. That notebook's not going to help you. I'll buy it for a dollar. All right, cool. Hey, who wants a notebook? $3. $3 for this notebook.
Supply and demand, baby. Oh, that's awesome.
All the
See.
you pull out that pack of gum, and those kids would be like, "Oh my God, dollar, just a dollar. Come on, you want good
Dollar a
breath? Just a
piece.
dollar."
Ah, oh, jeez. See, I had a mix of both. Like, I never did the hustle or anything. Like, I wasn't on that level. I always, like I was always surprised at this dude that would. So he would go, and I don't know if this is well known in all parts of the U.S., but Sam's Club, so or Costco. this guy would go to Sam's Club, and he would buy the big like boxes of candy bars, and then he would bring them to school, and he would sell them for like a dollar a piece or 50 cents a piece or, you know, whatever. But he was making profit every time. And then he would immediately turn that around to go buy more candy bars and come in. And like, I swear the dude probably made like $300 off of selling candy bars within a 6 week period. And I'm like, dude, like what? Like, I'm pretty sure he paid for his prom tux by selling candy bars in class. That's by going fantastic. To Sam's Club and buy like stuff like that. I was never on that level. But I was motivated like in my own way of, again, you know, I was the freak. I was the kid that like in elementary school, good Lord. In middle school, I knew that I wanted to be a therapist of some form or variety. And so like, from then on, I knew that that's what I wanted to do. And I mean, I've got other interests mixed in with that, but ultimately that was my basic thing. So then I screwed around in middle school and I got horrible grades. And like, I drove my parents crazy because they were like, look, you know, you need to get these grades. You need to be able to get into a good school, all that good stuff. Then in high school, I completely turned it around and I was motivated. I got my work done. I was in like advanced program. I made sure I did everything I needed to do. I did well on tests, all that good stuff. And from then on, I was like self-motivated. My parents were very hands-off. Like, you're taking care of your responsibilities, make good choices. Don't make us regret trusting you, essentially. Like that was it. And so I kind of had a mix of both of you all, I guess. But I think that's also where I started developing responsibility, because then like time came and I don't mind saying this now cause I'm not with them anymore, but like, an opportunity came around where I, because I'd been doing well in school and because I'd been applying myself and doing what I needed to do, I was responsible enough that I got on, at a co-op, with UPS. Or where I could leave school after like my second or third class my senior year, and I would go to work and I would work the rest of the school day, and then I would have like a couple college classes that I would go attend after work on various days, and I started getting college credits and started, you know, doing what I needed to do, but it was because I wanted to. And they what sold me was, they came in and they were like, yo, you come do this program and we'll be able to hook you up with a program when you graduate where we pay for your college. And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure my parents would appreciate me getting my college paid for if I've got the opportunity. So why not? My parents had never heard about it. They didn't push me to do it. It wasn't like you need to go get a job. Like, they're incredibly supportive and very much like, you know, well, we want you to make sure that you get your education. We really value that. We know it'll open a lot of doors for you. I'm incredibly supportive of all of that, but I did it on my own and got my college paid for and saved a lot of money. And so then they were willing to help me out on a lot of other stuff that they wouldn't have previously because I took initiative and saved them a bunch of money because they were going to pay for college. That was our agreement. So, you know, because I decided to turn on responsibility, I gave myself a lot of opportunity. And then that led to a lot of opportunities for me later on, all because I just decided I was going to apply myself. And I'm, you know, for everybody, it's going to be different. So I'm not saying that you need to go do that. Like, if school's not your jam, then it's not your jam. You can be like Vapor and just decide to go hustle and sell you know, porno mags and candy bars and be perfectly fine, and make a nice living for yourself. Or, you know, you can apply yourself at school, or you can apply yourself wherever, and you know, you'll make it work. So, point being, responsibility very different in adulthood, but because of things that I started doing earlier on, it made adulthood easier for me in the sense of, like, I had less to worry about and less to transition into. I don't know if that makes sense, but excuse me.
Yeah.
Sorry, did I scare you? So yeah. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I can't think of anything off the top of my head where I'm like, yeah, we should have talked about this. Was there anything that came up for you all, or anything that you feel like we should add, or any other big or small unexpected things that came with adulthood?
Actually, yeah, I'll bring up something real quick, and that I'm actually gonna ask for your opinion on for you and Pobser, like for relationships, like how it was like the high school, middle school girlfriend, like what's different now about having in your older life of like, I guess the way what I'm trying to say is, how is love different back then to it what it is now? Does it mean something more to you or less to you or different, completely different type thing?
I'm gonna let you go first, Pops.
Well, it, like for me, even in high school when I was trying to get my first or whatever girlfriend, and
Pops confirmed to be a player out front. Noted.
No.
Oh, we know. We found that out.
Multiple different relationships through high school.
I'm just kidding.
I was always in it for the long haul kind of person.
Okay.
I was just like, I'm trying to find somebody that I can invest a lot of time in and like really have a relationship with. I'm not trying to just have like a thing. That's not me. I don't want a thing. I want to have like a real relationship. And that's how I've always been. And how I was, that's how I am now.
Respect. Respect. See, So basically I've come to the conclusion, Pobs, that you are an old soul, sir. You came with maturity at the very beginning, and that's just been confirmed.
I'm 5. I'm 5 years old.
Just because you make poop jokes does not make you 5, okay? I'm just throwing that one out there. Exactly. No, but on the real, so I had a mix of both, where in middle school, it was like, I felt like I needed to have a girlfriend. And so then it was one of those things where I started out having, a girlfriend that I stayed with for like 6 months. And then after that, it was just like every other week I had a different girlfriend. And so then in high school, I had a very different approach, and I tried to have more like invested relationships, and I had a couple that I was like, okay, well, you know, this is, you know, this is for real. This is a meaningful relationship. And then it would end up getting squashed, for whatever reason, mostly because of like, you know, immaturity. but then I ended up meeting my wife when I was, it was the senior or the summer after my senior year. So I guess you can find love at any point, really. And I think that there's... there's definitely different levels, for sure. And... and I think that love for me in middle school was definitely different from love for me in high school versus love for me in adulthood. And I think the defining factor for me now, and the thing that let me know that, like, okay, well, you know, this one's different, was... I had a lot of girlfriends that were very similar to me in a lot of ways. And then this one was similar to me in some ways, but also different in a lot of ways, which kept things interesting. And on top of that, our crazy matches. So somebody that's willing to put up with your crap is pretty important, at least to me. And I think once I realized that, that was the thing that let me know, like, okay, this is love. This is what this is supposed to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess I can't talk about it much because I haven't really experienced it yet. Like, I got my first girlfriend just so my parents wouldn't think I was gay. Like, I know that's horrible, but
well, that's a very
what, Mom?
Unique...
See?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a very unique one.
I do like boobs, Mom. Go.
I can't say I've ever heard that one. That's unique.
I've heard that before.
That's definitely how I felt. And I don't know, like, I just haven't found the right one, I guess. And I'm this is horrible, but I'm a man whore, so it's not good for me. I'm a hit it and quit it type dude, so I don't really have the experience yet, so I can't really talk much. But it's nice to hear what love is supposed to be like.
I'm not saying what it's supposed to be like. I just know that that's what it's like for me.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I mean, I know plenty of people that have had very similar experience to you, Vapor, and then they've run into an unexpected person that they're like, oh wow, this is different. So
yeah, I'm waiting for it. I'm open.
There's always a possibility. So if anybody has nice cars,
I make decent money, hit me up.
If anybody's interested, then Vapor can be reached at...
Because I just lost Pobster tonight, so I mean, I'm
apparently
very open. Yeah.
His DMs are now open. Please enter your resume.
Please slide into the DMs.
Please don't, wink, wink, slide into his DMs.
Please keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times and slide into those DMs.
That's right.
Don't slide, jump.
So I think that's, I don't know, did that answer your question?
Yeah, that helped.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like it helps asking you guys because I'm not gonna ask my mom and dad. I don't want to hear their love story. I'll throw up. But you know, it's.
Well, you know, these things happen. sorry, I just got a little distracted by chat. So. I feel like there was one that I had and I lost it. I know, that's what I was laughing about. So I know there was one other thing that had come up and I was like, oh yeah, we should definitely talk about that. And now it's gone. Just gone.
It's in there somewhere.
It is. It'll come back. So You know, honestly, we can probably just save that for another episode at some point or something, because I don't want to keep you all on here forever. I know we've been talking for a while.
I don't go to bed for like hour and a half. 3 more hours.
I'm not here to judge. There was something where I was like, that'd be great.
It is sad that I'm fucking 20 years old and I go to bed at like 11, 12 o'clock.
No, that's not sad at all. That's good. I wish I could do that. Was it school related, family related, relationship related, car related, pet related, baby related, relative related?
I mean, it could be any and all of those, honestly.
Here, let me try and jog your memory. All right, before we wrap up here, is there anything else that either you can think about that you may have remembered or wanted to talk about?
Pobs is now the official host of Peace of Mind. I'm going to step away now.
Hello, I'm Drew. Otherwise known as Aren't You Funny?
Don't mind the voice change.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys, we got to, like, one day if we don't think of anything for Peace of Mind, we need to step back and just do a random podcast of the day and just throw up random topics and just go at it.
I'm totally good with that. I like one of the things that Broman does that I love is like he'll do Twitter questions. So, you know, people just tweet him questions and he'll answer them. I'm like, that's like,
well, we should definitely do that. You should definitely do like a private thing too. Like people that can ask you a question that like their name doesn't get thrown out. They can just be a fool.
I offer that after every episode and I've yet to receive an email. And that's fine.
Okay. Well, you know,
that's fine. Yeah, exactly. Pobs has been so busy talking to you that he doesn't have time for me, so
yeah, I know.
It's whatever. Oh, that's right, Charlotte's a thing too. Right, just kidding. But yeah, I think it mostly.
What's your email? Hang on, it's in the description.
It's at pobser7@gmail.com.
That's not my email. all right. Okay. Hang on. Got you.
I'm about to start getting a lot of random emails now. It's cool, though. Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I put my email out for interns for the car show tracker like a few weeks ago for people, and I got one that was like bootylicious69@yahoo.com. I was like, yeah, you're not getting a job here. Like, sorry. Like, it's already.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm out of ideas.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, well, this was good stuff.
Yeah, this was, I thoroughly enjoyed this. And Pops, I'm glad that I could con you into getting on here and just so that you wouldn't get fined.
Con me? Pay something? Am I paying you something?
Yeah, it's in the contract. Small words.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Nah, I greatly appreciate both of you. I'm glad that you decided to make yourselves available to hop on here with me because I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I love when you ask me. I love doing this stuff.
Absolutely.
I'm just waiting for the random episode where we talk about anything.
Hey,
it's game on.
We'll make one happen for sure. So then I guess I'm not seeing anything from chat where they're like, oh yeah, you should have talked about this. So with that being said, Pobs, since you're technically new to the podcast, even though you support the crap out of it, since you're new as a guest, would you like to shout out anything where anybody can find you and not my stuff?
Yeah, sure, man. You can find me at aren'tyoufunny.twitch.tv. Also, you can email me at aren'tyoufunny@aren'tyoufunnytv@gmail. I have Twitter at aren'tyoufunny. My Instagram is aren'tyoufunnytv. I got a Facebook, which is aren'tyoufunny.twitch. There's a Discord, but that's a long link. Otherwise, yeah, that's about it.
Or you can find him at twitch.tv/Pobzer, P-O-B-Z-E-R. You should go check him out, and he'll yell at you while he's playing his games. It's pretty freaking awesome.
If you don't like loud noises, I would suggest you don't come.
Just don't wear headphones.
Or that.
Yeah, don't wear headphones and you'll be fine. But no, legitimately, Pobs is awesome, and you should definitely check him out if you get the chance. It's good to spend time with him. And then, Mr. Bailey, would you like to shout out your stuff again for people that may have missed the previous episode?
Anymore, but anyone can follow me on social media at BLauder, because the more followers, the better, so I look famous.
That's right.
Twitch is RX Vapor. If anyone wants to follow me, I just host people and join chat. Twitter is B_Lauder, RX Vapor. I think it's one of those. You'll find it. Yeah, that's about it.
Fair enough. Good man. Did you also shout out Car Show Tracker?
I can right now. I did earlier. I didn't want to be annoying with it, but you know.
No. Yeah. So yeah. So his his new baby is carshowtracker.com. So it's all spelled like it should be, and it's all one word. Yep.
Don't hate it. If you go look at it in the next few weeks, it's going to be down and broken because I'm launching the new beta website. Go. So
give it a couple of weeks, and then go check it out, and he will hook you up with all of the car shows in your area. So definitely check that out. And if you want to reach out to me in any form or fashion, it's all the stuff that Pob shouted out because he was being facetious. So it's twitch.tv/aren'tyoufunny, ArentuFunny. Also, you can find me on Instagram at ArentuFunnyTV. If you are interested in the podcast and you want to share a story anonymously or by name, or if you just want to give feedback about the podcast or whatever, feel free to reach out to me at arentyoufunnytv@gmail.com. What else am I missing? Twitter's at arentyoufunny.
Why are you telling people to follow me? That doesn't make any sense.
Twitter is also at arentyoufunny. If you want to reach out to me on there, I've got my DMs open. Same thing for Instagram. But yeah, just feel if this touched you in any form or fashion, good or bad, feel free to share it and put it out there, because we want to get the word of peace of mind out there, and we want people to get impacted, hopefully in a good way, by the podcast in some form. And I'd just love to get that feedback, so I'd know that we're doing what we should be doing to get to you all. So hopefully this podcast brought you at least a little bit of peace of mind. Peace out, everybody. Pobs is now confirmed to be a therapist. So,